everyone, and welcome back to Radio Tony. This is a new show in a four-series show where we will be talking to some gorgeous digital marketers and content creators. For those of you that are listening live on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitch, I have Payo ready and listening and waiting to respond to your questions, comments, and to send links of anything that we talk about today. Don't forget that the replays will be available on Binge TV Networks, Hero Go TV Networks across the US, and via the Tony TV channel app on all LG, Roku, and Samsung smart TVs across the world. Now, here's what you need to know about my collaborative partners, Nia McLeod and Remy Taylor. They are from the Digital Collective Co., and they are a full-service digital collective of experts with a unique mission. They help clients build commercially viable businesses and communicate messages and stories authentically. Digital marketer Mia McLeod created Digital Collective Co. in 2020. She realized that within her freelance network, there was a whole variety of digital marketing skills. But after years of working on both the agency and the client side, many of her contacts were keen to work on their own terms. What if they could use their complementary skills to work together and help businesses improve their digital marketing? With that in mind, Digital Collective Co. was born. Individually, they've got years of working with some of the largest content companies, digital businesses, advertising and marketing agencies from across the world, working with leading brands and exciting ones. Together, they are a powerhouse of digital marketing collaboration who drive commercial results. Mia is a global digital marketing executive with over 15 years of experience building businesses and running digital sales and marketing teams for international brands such as Walt Disney, Microsoft, Sony Music, Universal Music, and she's worked in both Sydney and London. Remy prides herself on her ability to craft effective strategies that grow, engage, and translate to the right type of digital audiences. She embodies the social media generation. She is super creative, tech-savvy, inspired, holistic, and a little bit of an oversharer. Welcome to the show, Mia and Remy. I'm delighted to have you here today.
Hi there. How are you?
Hi, Tony. Thank you for having us.
Delighted to have you here today. Now, just for our audience, we are trialing new technology today via StreamYard. And so with something new comes all the little glitches. So please bear with us. We're not at our complete perfection right now, but the information that we have for you today is incredibly important. So, Mia, let's start with you. Can you give the audience an insight into you and that glorious career of yours?
Thank you so much, Tony. It's just so exciting to be on this show. A little bit nerve-wracking being broadcast to so many of your audience, but thank you very much for having us on. That was a very warm welcome on your intro. And, so my career has largely been through the digital and entertainment content businesses. So I've worked for Walt Disney, Sony Music, Universal Music, for record companies around the world, and had a great, exciting experience doing that for through my 20s and 30s. And I guess through all that experience, I really did have a lot of campaigns that launched with artists and big names, and really got to experience what it felt like to put a big budget and a big digital campaign. I've always been a digital specialist through that time. Licensing content, marketing content for artists. And so I feel like I've always had this burning desire inside of me to do that for other businesses and have my own business, at some point. And we launched Digital Collective last year and have been really, have kind of enjoying a really great experience and helping clients bring to life their digital ideas. So that could be across social media, could be digital advertising, design, websites and things like that. So, yes, Digital Collective Co. is our agency.
Fantastic.
And Remy heads up our social media.
Absolutely. I've got a question for Remy in a moment. But Mia, with all that international and big brand experience, the concepts are still the same. They're just in a smaller, done in a smaller way. Is that the correct way to look at it?
I think with digital marketing, really, the concept is as good as your idea. So if you have a great idea, digital allows you to pretty much bring a great idea to life in any way you want to. And I think the power of being able to leverage social media, for example, and audiences, bring audiences to your content is heightened in this day and age because there is, you know, so much access to be able to bring ideas to audiences. It's really just you're as good as your creative concept and your ability to make it walk across all your different marketing channels. But I think, you know, if you've got a digital, if you've got a great idea and a digital platform to do it on, like Instagram or Facebook or Pinterest or LinkedIn, TikTok, you know, all of these channels are so powerful.
Yeah.
The ideas really can run very easily across platforms that are already there for the consumer.
Fantastic. Now, Remy, I know that you are of a younger generation, which is wonderful. I'd love to know more about you, your journey, and what got you into this business of social media.
Thank you so much for having me on today, Tony, by the way. I started my journey in social media just as most people my age did. We were brought up with it. I always had a love for creating and writing, and I went on to study journalism with the hopes of becoming a news reporter. And shortly after my experience in news reporting for the local news, I realized that job was not for me. I still loved the idea of bringing to life a story, though, and I wanted to do it in more of a creative sort of way. And I guess just the next best thing was social media. And I began sort of telling stories of the people in my circle. And I guess through different platforms like YouTube and Instagram, and I started to see quite success and huge growth. And I realized that I had this knack for copywriting and video content creation. That kind of went on to sort of, I said, okay, well, now I need my own business. So I actually launched my own e-commerce store in partnership with my mum, and it's called Ret Realm, RetReAlm. And we sell crystals and jewelry and high quality healing products. And it was all sort of new to us at that stage. And we kind of just, you know, we're learning as we went. But in those 3 years, we started to see that we built a following, and we now have over 20,000 followers across all of our platforms, and some pretty diehard Ret Realm fans as well. And excitingly, now we get to scale internationally, and we're working with a team, which includes Mia, to sort of figure out ways we can continue to expand and offer further. And this is, for me, what social media stands for. It stands for the endless opportunities to sort of chase your dreams in every direction. And Tony, you are a great example of that.
Oh, thank you, Remy. I'm sorry, I get a bit excited about when people talk about crystals, because I have crystals close to me all over the place, sitting under my microphone, because of the energy that they bring to my studio space. So that's why I got a little bit excited. I'm like, oh my goodness, now I can't wait to get off the show. I'm going to have a look at that.
I'm very impressed.
Yeah, see, look at this. Like this, these ones, they just sit under my rose quartz. And then the See how powerful is it that it's so every day that we get to go, oh, I've got crystals too. Like, I think that's just fantastic. And nobody gives you Absolutely. Now, Mia, I wanted to tell the audience about what a digital agency does, because for some of our listeners, those concepts or understanding about what a digital agency does might not be understood. And I know that you provide a lot of services under that digital agency hat. Can you tell the audience about that, please, Mia?
Yeah, sure. Look, I mean, a digital agency, and we call ourselves a collective, but essentially we're an agency. And we're a collection of people, digital experts in our field who can provide all the services that you need. And sometimes, you know, especially with digital, people still feel kind of overwhelmed. Oh, they don't know what a social media post is or how it works. They don't know how to set up a digital ad. They don't even know how to create a logo or an asset, you know, a marketing asset, all these big terms that seem so familiar to some people still feel like a bit of a crunch.
And not to others.
No, that's right. And that's, you know, even down to things like copywriting. Copy is so powerful, you know. If you want to get a web page up and running, the difference between having some powerful copy and some kind of mediocre copy can be the difference between providing a customer with some confidence about your brand and just not providing them with that confidence. So we do everything end to end, whether that is, you know, designing a logo, putting a brand suite of assets together so that you can actually tell your story creatively, writing copy, building websites, all the way through to marketing that. So that marketing might include social media posts. That could be across a whole range of platforms like LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. So depending on whether you're selling a product or a service, you know, is a very different tone of voice you might have when communicating with your audience about what they're actually receiving. So if you're selling crystals, obviously you want to talk in a very spiritual way about the reasons why you would choose one crystal over another, versus if you're selling a service. So it could be, you know, you're a chiropractor and you're selling an hour-long chiropractic service. You know, you need to talk in a more medical way. You need to talk to your audience in a way that they're going to understand. So it is just, there's a breadth of type of, I guess, problem to solve from a marketing perspective, and digital can do that in a really clever way, because I guess the beauty of digital and why I've always found it so fantastic is it's so measurable. You know, you can find your audience and you can see how many of your audience have engaged, and then you can find more of them and then keep tweaking. I think the thing with traditional media has always been you put an ad up on a billboard outside, and if there's a typo there, which can never happen, you can't take that down. Whereas on digital, you know, you can constantly iterate on your digital ad, and if something goes out, you can just update it. So if you're finding that your ad, you spend $1,000 on something and it's just not working, we just change it. And so you're not wasting money. There's very little wastage because you're constantly learning and constantly optimizing. So we do, as an agency, as a collective, we do all of those areas. So we really help people who've got very little experience all the way to they've got a lot of experience in digital, communicate their messages to audiences across various digital channels.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mia. Remy, your forte is around strategy. Why is strategy so important when we're talking social media and digital marketing?
You see, we see a lot when strategy isn't in place, and clients will often feel this overwhelm of they don't know what social means to their business anymore. And they can't, so having a strategy in place means having an outline of your business's goals and how they can be achieved sort of through social and social media storytelling. As Mia said, you need those measurable objectives in order to reach those outcomes. So from saving time to building an organic following, or keeping track of your goals, or targeting your ideal customer, or, you know, that kind of thing, and just staying ahead of the competition. These are just, I guess, sort of the reasons why, but even more so, it keeps you motivated about creating new content, not just sticking to it, but it also, and we see this a lot with businesses, it's also a reason to fall in love with your business again, because it's a huge, it's actually a huge part of why we created this course. and we want to share it with your listeners. The beauty, I guess, of Mia and I always working collaboratively means that we always get a holistic view of the strategy. So Mia's expertise yes. in targeted business strategy, the macro, and then my sort of combined with my knowledge of how to execute it on social, it works extremely well.
Yes, yes, yes. Thanks, Remy. We decided, Mia, Remy and I, to have this partnership between my brand, Radio Tony Tony TV, and the Digital Collective, with the desire that we could create a course that was specifically designed with my audience in mind. So, and that curated course, Mia, Remy and I have worked on together to develop the types of things that are most helpful to, generally speaking, my age group, predominantly women, predominantly in their mid-40s, 50s, 60s, 70s and beyond. And so the Socially Conscious mini course has this generalized specifics that you need to know if you want to create brand awareness, grow your business, and create that brand that you want people talking about. So, Mia, the elements of the course are quite extensive, but can you tell our audience what sort of skills people can expect by doing this mini course with us?
Yeah, absolutely. We're so excited. This has been such an incredible journey to go on with you, and it has come so naturally that we talked and we met on LinkedIn, and then we had a chat, and then I was telling you that we were doing this course, building this course, and as we were talking, I think the idea came to both of us at the same time that we yes. thought this would be absolutely perfect yeah. for your audience.
Yes.
So we kind of cut it down and made a mini course, just curated it especially for you and your audience. So we're absolutely thrilled to be doing
very
this.
Very exciting. So
it's super exciting. And Remy and I just we're absolutely excited beyond belief to be able to be delivering it to such an amazing audience of people who are going to absolutely adore what we've got here. So the mini course is over 6 weeks. There's kind of four modules. So there's an introduction week, and then there's weeks 2 to 5 will be the modules, and then a kind of integration
yes.
week for the 6 weeks. So that integration week will be super important. The modules are going to really help you understand social media marketing and the power of social media and why businesses use it. Because I think a lot of, businesses who maybe haven't kind of got into social media feel a little bit overwhelmed by it and think, oh, no, I don't need that.
Absolutely.
I can do other advertising instead. But actually what they've got right in front of them is quite an inexpensive way to communicate with a huge amount of people, and probably the barrier
Definitely.
Is simply how to do it. And so in this course we really demystify the how to do social media, which in a way that just from – minute one of doing the course, you'll start learning how easy it can be for you to do this, or for someone in your team or in your circle to help you
yes.
do this. So we're going to give the person who does this course the skills to either do it themselves or teach someone else to do it, or of course they could do it for a living and be a social media manager themselves. So there's a real opportunity to earn money straight away
Absolutely.
From week one of doing this course, which I think is really powerful. I
yeah.
think what we also establish is how to, get to know what your brand and your message that your audience wants to hear. So I think, this is a really big part of it, why we're selling our service to our audience and why they're interested in your product or service over another competitive one. So this is a very important process. And once this is clear, honestly, you can see the pennies just dropping, because everyone's just thinking, why didn't I think about this before? It's so simple. And then we put all that together in a display. So we help you kind of make that come to life in a visual way, both with a creative asset through creative marketing assets, but also copy. And this is Remy's forte, absolutely. Yes. She is the wordsmith.
Yes.
And she's going to give you all of her secrets about how she writes really clever copy that engages with people, which is just simply, it is kind of a recipe for success. So she's going to give a lot of her tips and tricks on how to write some clever copy that will talk to your audiences in a really clear way and get you familiar with not only the platforms but also how those audiences on those platforms like to be spoken to, so that you can start selling your products mm-hmm. through your social media channels. And that's what this is all about. At the end of the day, social media training will get you a social audience and a social following, and most importantly, start selling your products and services via your social channels and your websites. So that's really, in a nutshell, what the course is going to give you, a really practical, hands-on way of being able to use social media to drive sales.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Mia. Remy, there are four main modules in the course. Can you tell us what they are?
Mm-hmm. So module one is creating a conscious social marketing strategy. And so this is where we sort of take you through a beyond the grid socially conscious model, and we introduce you to social media marketing with a huge focus on your ideal client, establishing your why, what you stand for, and sort of getting all of your logins and tech in order. Module two is building a social brand, which is where you start to see your social brand come to life. So learning how brand aesthetic plays a role in your social media presence, and then getting to know the best practices for your social. Module three is planning your social posts the BTG way. We have a very, as Mia touched on, a very specific method that we've designed since working with a range of clients in all different industries.
Yeah.
And we've had enormous success with it. So the Beyond the Grid way encompasses your business's why in everything you do. So this module is where you'll learn about strategically planning your content themes in a week-to-week calendar and, you know, creating them and that sort of stuff. But the module four is the last module, and that sort of, this is the one that gives you the amazing tools to create, copyright, launch, and manage your social media on your own. The tools are set up in a way that makes them feel easy for you to take on your own brand and take it to the next level. By launch, you'll be feeling confident that, you know, your role in social storytelling, see what it plays in your business.
Yes.
And how best it makes it convert, basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's our four modules.
For anyone in business or an individual who might be perhaps a brand, these basic components within these modules will help them understand, be able to do it themselves, or at least give their team very clear guidance on what's going to work and what's not going to work. Because there is a lot of information out there, and sometimes we need a course to break it down and make it easily understandable and applicable to you and your business. And that's the thing. Different businesses and individuals, different brands will use different social media for different things, and there'll be different language across those different platforms. For instance, LinkedIn is very much business and professional, whereas Instagram is that beautiful visual representation of your brand or your business. And those are the sorts of things that we've put into the course to teach people about.
Absolutely. The beauty of the course is that you will really feel confident to talk to your audience wherever they are on their specific digital and social platform that is where you're followers are living.
Mia, social media has grown from nothing to this massive industry in its own right. Why is it important? for business to understand the power they have at their hands by using social media appropriately for their business?
I think we're so lucky to be able to see a lot of people congregated around a couple of different platforms that kind of talk to different audience types. So, you know, you'll find TikTok full of very young content creative people. Yes. You know, you will see a range of older people as well, but you'll see the hub of more young people. So if you've got a young brand, a young product or service, you're going to find a really great energy and traction with that audience on a platform like TikTok. When you look at places like Instagram, Instagram is a very visual medium, and you have, again, you know, a lot of people, millions of people in each country around the world congregating around that platform to connect with other like-minded creative people. And they may be more 20s and 30s at the moment, and Facebook slightly older, so maybe more in the parent plus up to 60s. And so you'll then, you know, somewhere like LinkedIn has a lot of business focus, obviously, and Pinterest is a more visual and creative platform as well. So you'll have a lot of different platforms that have a lot of people on them that will be your audience in one way, shape or form. So if you can really identify where your service or product audience is kind of congregating socially and talk to them in the way that they like to be spoken to through a digital content or digital marketing strategy, you're really a step ahead. You know, you've got the audience, you've got the message, now you're just connecting the dots. So that you can do that in two ways. One is organically, so you can do that through your own channels. So your business branded channel could be Radio Tony handle, or it could be Rhett Realms Instagram channel, or Digital Collective for our agency business. So and you can let people find you through your content, or you can put some paid advertising behind that and actually push it out to more of the audience that you know are engaging with you. So once you understand your audience well, then that's when paid media really becomes quite powerful, because you can find more of them. And obviously the more organic and real customers you have, the more data you can put into your advertising, and the more people you can find that look very similar to the ones that have already been buying. And we're running campaigns like this at the moment where we use that data to continually find more and more people who are that audience, and the performance of those ads are incredible, because we're absolutely fine-tuning and honing in on the absolutely right type of person. There's no kind of, again, no wastage on that spend. We don't buy, we don't look for people that don't look like buyers. We only look for people that look like the people are already buying. So once you've found out that person that you're really resonating with, you just go and find more of them. And like, we're a global world now.
Yeah.
There's, you know, there are no borders when it comes to e-commerce. So you can sell a product or service to anyone.
Yeah. Mia, the part of the wonder of social media is that fact that you can do lots of testing, trialing, and figuring it out before you actually have to or even want to invest in paid advertising. That's part of the fun of social media, isn't it? And if you've got a bit of instruction behind that testing, trialing, and figuring out what works and what doesn't, then you're ahead of other people in business, particularly if there's competition for, and I'll go back to Crystals, and the growth in that natural or alternative spiritual sphere is massive. So there's you get to figure out who your niched market is, and then you talk to them and provide them with the things that they want. And in Remy's case, it's beautiful crystals and products around that spiritual realm. Remy, you've grown up in social media, and when I was researching for our shows, I think it was about a week ago, I was listening to something that pointed out something that I hadn't thought of before. So your generation has, you know, grown up with social media. It's part of your your thought pattern or knowledge and understanding from a very young age, whereas my generation, Generation X, we've seen life before the internet, before computers and before social media. And the commentator was actually... I know. Do you know the first computer we had, I was in senior high school and it was like one of those big old bubble Apple computers and it didn't do very much at all, like hardly anything at all. A bit of word processing was about all it could accomplish. So I've gone from there to now where there is technology overload, social media overload, and the comment from this person I was listening to was about the Generation X's being the bridging generation between what was and what is. So why do you think that it's important for my generation or Generation X to have some level of understanding about these areas? And why do you think that it terrifies us somewhat a lot of the time? Whereas if I talk to you, Remy, it's not terrifying for you, but for someone of my age, I still find it anxiety provoking. Wondering if the technology is going to work, and wondering if what I'm doing on social media is actually the right thing. And so, have you noticed that? Do you notice that there's a bit of a generation divide? And have you worked? Obviously, you've worked out how to negotiate that. But that understanding that this for us and our generation is new all the time.
Yeah, so firstly, I'd just like to say I'm in my late 20s, so I really do appreciate
fantastic
when older
age.
Generations are willing to learn the digital and social world, you know, like when they actively want to learn. Everything in the digital world moves rapidly, and it's hard for everyone to keep up.
It
changes day to day. Even my generation, they had this fast-paced grind culture, and I suspect it's very much to do with these platforms like TikTok and Snapchat, where we're always looking for that instant gratification. And there has been some negative news around these younger generations, and you know, shooting to fame on the social media world, and how it may look like they're not working in the strenuous way that previous generations may have had to. However, there are
But it is hard work.
Yeah,
it is hard work.
A lot of things go in. Yeah, a lot of things go into it behind the scenes, and. When they're used appropriately, there's a real value for all generations. It has this ability
Agreed.
To bring ease and information and excitement into all of our lives. And I truly believe that by understanding this rapidness of the digital world and doing your best to, I guess, educate and keep up as much as you can, you're actually understanding people and society as a whole now. We're all these
Yes.
social creatures and... more than ever, with lockdowns and things like that, staying at home, social media has truly played a really big part in connecting people all over the world.
Yeah.
And it's part of our everyday lives, and I really can't imagine a world
Yes.
without it. There are plenty of ways to learn about how to use social media. There's beginner, you know, we've got our course here. It doesn't have to feel
I was just going to say
Yeah,
and that was part of the reason why I wanted to partner with you and Mia and the Digital Collective is because I could see, I know what I had to learn, how fast I had to learn and how much of a struggle it was. And it was actually good to be partnered with wonderful, creative, innovative younger people that would be able to teach others how this all works. Mia, the components that we've included in this course are aimed at facilitating the ease of learning and the retention of information. What sort of elements have we put into this course that will help people learn and understand?
Oh, we're so proud of this kind of configuration of course units that you've helped us with, because we're going to basically help people who are feeling overwhelmed just feel excited by their social media, first of all, because I think that's the main thing. That feeling of anxiety or nervousness around a post or what to do is just going to disappear. They're actually going to be going, oh, my gosh, I want to post my next post because it had such great engagement. You know, it had a great reaction from people, and that's where we want them to feel after this course, first and foremost. They're going to feel proud about their business again or their service. You know, they're going to say, oh, my gosh, actually, I'm a chiropractor and people want to hear from me, you know. So they're going to start thinking about their business in a whole new, fresh, positive, excited light. And little stories that are their day-to-day are going to start becoming little posts for their socials and actually turn into their kind of vernacular when they're talking to their clients. So it has a real process of bringing out this kind of communication that is beyond, and that's why we called it Beyond the Grid. It is beyond the grid. It's beyond the social grid. It is about their person, about their business, about their passion for why they got into their business. We're going to bring that, we're going to light that back up again. That's the bit of the course that is just, for us, so powerful. They're also going to have a really practical takeaway and just be able to learn some new skills. They're going to be able to put copy, creative assets together. They're going to be able to post them out on social. Mm. All that mystical world of social media is going to disappear for them. They're going to know what they're talking about. They're going to know how it's performed and whether it's doing well or not well, and they're going to learn from that. So even if a post doesn't do particularly well, we have posts that don't do well. You know, we think we're onto something and it just doesn't really hit the mark.
Yeah.
We learn from it. We move on.
And you know.
We start iterating from that, and that's absolutely part of the process. You know, you learn as much from the ones that don't work about your audience as you do from the ones that do. Yes. And it's about really kind of paying attention to that and starting to listen, because at the end of the day, social is just a channel for listening to your customers. So, and it's live. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to wait for a media agency to come back and tell you how a TVC is working, or, you know, a newspaper article to run. You have it, the information right there available,
right at your fingertips.
And I think that's the power that a lot of you know, people don't really realize, is where what you have in your hands, in your phone, anywhere you are, you can really understand who your customer is. And then if you're listening to what your customer is telling you, you can give it to them. You can find a way of telling them all the benefits. So, you know, if you're selling yoga mats online, well, tell them what they want to hear. What do they want to hear? They're a soft, you know, malleable product. We'll tell your customers, show them, give them a video of that online, show that someone using your product. So
storytell.
Storytell. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so, and on layered on top, we've got this element of consciousness. You know, we want to work. We want people to find the reason, the why they're doing things, what's at the heart of it for them. You know, you don't have to have a charity associated to everything you're doing, but a real feeling of, I'm actually doing this because I'm trying to help something along in the world. And then tell your customers about that. You know, people really engage with that human element, you know, and that's we want to really draw that out in the social process. So we feel we've got something quite magical and very practical that will result in sales and, you know, an engagement with your audience. So. Yeah,
I just think it's just about taking that feeling of being out of. Oh, sorry. It's just about being that feeling of being out of your comfort zone and sort of just turning it into a positive learning experience. Really.
Yeah.
That whole anxiety and overwhelmed feeling, and part of the reason why I wanted to do this with Mia and Remy was. Because for me, I had to learn the hard way, the slow way, and it's over years of accumulated information. This course will give you all the things that you need to understand and the skills in a much shorter time frame, which is just the best idea for people that are feeling overwhelmed or struggling, and particularly for my generation and beyond. But there's also a lot of younger generation that think that they know or have an understanding about social media, but may want to make sure that they're actually on the right track, which leads me to my next question for Remy, and that's about social media strategy. Can you put that in everyday layman's language for my audience, please, Remy?
Well, we kind of already covered off social strategy, but it basically is just the outline of your business's goals and how you can achieve them on social media. You know, measurable objectives and for the outcomes and things like that. But I will say that another important thing is about your branding and the creative graphics. And that's another important thing of defining your own brand, and you know it can be overlooked. It remains such a crucial part of your storytelling journey. It's sort of like the special sauce that sets you apart from the competition, and it makes your brand uniquely yours, I guess. So content for us is our secret. It plays a huge role in achieving the strategy and your business and your social media objectives. And it's also about, you know, brand awareness. So when people come across your page, they instantly feel familiar with your brand because they know it's yours. It builds authority and thought leadership, so that, you know, having thoroughly thought out content speaks to your ideal customer. It's building that authentic connection. It encourages engagement and then lead generation. And yeah, so we take content very seriously because it quite literally is what establishes your brand credibility. It's, you know, for example, what you were saying, Instagram is such a highly visual platform that often requires its own separate strategy itself. You have to think of things like how the grid will look and how people, when they land on your page, what will each tile look like side by side. And you want people landing on your Instagram to instantly feel something when they get there, whether it be an awareness for your brand or it hits their pain points are heard, or, you know, as opposed to, for example, LinkedIn, which is very business oriented and copywritten focused and that kind of stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And Remy, that goes into that branding also encompasses your brand colors, and within that are the graphics that you use. And it's about to develop that brand or grow that brand, it's really important to think about a set of colors or a palette that suits you and your brand and suits the graphics. So for some businesses, they have busy graphics, and for some, they have that beautiful white, clean and clear. That's really important too, isn't it, Remy?
Exactly. That special sauce that I'm talking about, that is the part that brings your entire brand together across all platforms. It doesn't have to be, you know, each platform is a different, you know, color or feel. It's to let people know instantly that it's your brand. You know, they're familiar with it, they feel comfortable, they're trusting in it. And then as a result, that you know, sells your product or service.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's immediately identifiable with you and your brand. If you take, say, Google and those big bright, bold colors, we all know that it's Google, but that's just simply a decision about a brand, their colors, and what they stand for, which leads us, Mia, into that a little bit of a discussion about a business vision, missions, and voice, and how important that is to have that articulated when you're thinking about social media in general. It's a really important point, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. And we do cover this off actually in our course, where we help businesses through a kind of discovery and strategic workbook process really pull out of their own head. It's going to be right at the top of their head, and just document some of those missions and visions that will be in their nature, but they may not be talking about it. So we pull it right
into
the...
Well, they may not have it written down.
They may not have it written down. It might be just something that they just always say. And, you know, when you hear someone saying something good and you're going, gosh, that's, you know, they're saying such a great sentence, but then they're like, oh, I have no idea what I said. Well, this will just allow you to pull that into a document that you can then share with your team or the people that are in your business, and everyone's on the same page. So once you've got people on the same page, the same colour schemes, the same creative aesthetic, some sentences that describe the business, then everything you do and do in time, you know, ahead of time, starts falling into this kind of pattern and process, and suddenly everyone's on the same page naturally. So then, therefore, your social is going to start looking really aligned with that, you know, communication.
Definitely.
These are all very, I mean, it sounds so simple, and it really, it is almost simple, but we just guide you through it. You don't have to think.
Yes.
And I wanted to say this, actually. We do this on Zoom, so we provide a lot of documentation and video content, workbooks and things, but we integrate it all in a weekly Zoom meeting. So it's not just a set of videos that you have to kind of self-initiate yourself. You turn up to this one weekly Zoom. It goes for an hour and a half, 2 hours on a Wednesday. And you then can come to class and really ask the questions about the course that you might be stuck on, or you might have a practical application. I'm trying to work on a LinkedIn post and I really am stuck. And we can help work through those kind of obstacles and really demystify again. So it's over the 6 weeks, you've got this enormous access to Remy and I to help actually turn something that might seem very overwhelming into something that just seems you're pretty excited about. And this is what happens to all of our clients when they work with us. They go from feeling like social is something that they're just putting in the too hard basket, to actually they on the call the at the exact right time to have a session with us and show us all the great work they've been doing. So we find that this is exactly what motivated us to create this course, is the joy that comes from having a handle on your social media and your business strategic direction that you can channel over social channels.
And we wanted to make sure that it was very inclusive and collaborative, and that's the ethos, I guess, behind the calls and the Facebook group, so that people feel supportive and no question will go unanswered. And don't, for participants of the course, we don't want them to think that anything is too silly to ask, because there is a lot of information to know, and it is pretty simple, but it's not simple if you don't ask the question or you don't know. It seems quite complex to some people. So we wanted to make it simple, supportive and engaging.
Inclusive, and it absolutely is. So the beauty of the Zoom meetings every week will be that you absolutely have a chance to ask those crazy, silly questions, which won't be. And what happens is everyone on the course will learn from those. So it could be a case of,
yes,
I'm really stuck for some creative ideas. What's a great way to find, to get inspired about what kind of creative? And we will give away those processes and tips that we use as social media marketers to find creative that will talk to customers and your audience, and then, you know, provide you with a whole heap of skills to do that, so that you can go away and not everyone else on the call will benefit from that learning as well. So it's a really valuable shared experience, and from experience it works. It really does work.
We built this course knowing very well that the whole tech process can feel overwhelming. So, with each module, there's an introductory video that explains how things work, and then paired with our worksheets, it just makes the process much clearer and fun. Like the worksheets are fun to fill out.
Yeah.
And, you know, that way we can all learn, support each other if any questions come up, and it's super collaborative and, you know, no one will ever feel like they're going to be left behind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, I want to talk quickly before we run out of time in the last 2 minutes about how people can find out more about this course. So the next 3 weeks, we're going to spend talking about the elements of the course and what it entails, but we want people to start jumping on and getting prepared for this course for when it launches later in October. So Remy, Mia, how can people jump on the course, and how do they connect with you if they've got questions around the course?
Well, we've got a web page up on our website. So our website is digital-collective.co, and you go to /beyondthegrid. So we will, on your social channels, put the link up after the show so that if anyone listening today wants to go and find it, we'll make sure the link is there. So there's a web page there, and then you can sign up to join the waiting list, and we will then email you all the details about how to actually get onto the course. The course starts at the end of our 4 week podcast, so there's 4 weeks to really get familiar with us, make sure that you feel aligned with the way that we, our style, Remy and I, you know, talking to you and answering some of your questions.
Yes.
And we have a really good, by the end of the 4 weeks, a really good outline of the course content. It's all up on the website as well, so you'll be able to go and have a look. We've done a super, super offer for your audience, Tony. So we've got a really incredible deal for that six-week course, and we've got some really great outcomes that are there too. And
definitely.
Once they go and sign up, then they'll start getting some emails from us to explain how they can join the group.
It's going
to
work. And
cohort, which will start. I think it's the 13th of October.
It's about then.
Yeah, and it will be 6 weeks. So by Christmas, you'll be posting like crazy.
You'll have. And you'll have the skills, knowledge and understanding to start 2020 with a fresh approach to social media and your business, which we think is just the best gift for 2020. We've all been through quite a lot in the last 2 years. Oh, yeah, 22. That's right. We've all been through so much in the last 2 years that we deserve to start 2022 on a new foot. And that's why Mia, Remy and I think that this is the best timing for you to start off the new year on the best foot. 6 weeks will equip you with the skills and knowledge to do exactly that.
Yeah. And it really
is. Mia and Remy,
it's going to be quite.
I'm sorry.
It's going to be a really beautiful experience. It's not overwhelming. It's not 6 weeks.
Correct.
Full on weeks. It's 1 hour a week of class over 6 weeks. You need that 6 weeks to kind of let it all sink in, and you'll be totally supported by Renee and I. So it's it will be a really great experience.
And I'm so excited that we can offer this to the listeners across the world. So don't think that this is Australian only. This is applicable across the world. We'll make it work. It will work for anyone listening anywhere. Lovely ladies, that is the end of our show for this week. Mia and Remy, thank you for joining me on Radio Tony. We will be back next week with Remy and Mia to talk some more about our Beyond the Grid mini course and some more about the wonderful world of social media, digital marketing, and all things technical in between. Thank you, Remy. Thank you, Mia. Bye for now, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.